So maybe you can include that too. That makes it very rich. The situation is terrible. The situation is quite a challenge. The situation is somehow quite beautiful and relieving. And the situation is just as it is. Can you include all these perspectives? How spacious is that when you do no longer need to take a stand on, I'm fully surrendered and everything is fine? No, it's a hell of a challenge too. Huh? It's very important that you include that too. That you are not holy, holy, holy in the situation. I'm so spiritual, I'm fully surrendered to this incredible mess. Nonsense. So, oh my God, what a challenge, and how difficult, and how painful, and how sad. It's also sad that everything comes to this point. This is also true. So it has so many colors. And just stretch yourself that you can see from all these angles to this situation, that you are willing to look from every corner. When you insist on one particular point of view, you're building a hurdle for yourself. This is very important, what we are saying now. This is very important because there are people who have ideas about spirituality and spiritualize, new word, spiritualize a very painful situation. And they bring it into a field of, everything is perfect. Well, if it is, you don't have to say it. People tend to say that all the time to show off how spiritual they are. Well, they are just soothing themselves and they are ignoring something that is right in their face. They are ignoring. It's danger zone. When you hear people stressing all the time, everything is perfect, there are alarm bells ringing. Most of the time, something is profoundly denied. It's very, very, very important. When you come with everything is perfect exactly as it is, you apparently need to convince yourself of something. And apparently you don't want to feel the pain of the situation, the loss, the grief, the tears. Be careful. Be careful. This loss in our lives, this grief, this sadness, this worry, this concern, all of that is part of life, like joy and friendship and good fortune, you know? It's all part of life. Be aware of spiritualizing, because all these attempts are delusions for yourself. True spirituality is just being natural. It doesn't need any statement. It doesn't need any explanation. And you do not need to convince yourself or your friends of anything. So listen to your commands of, like, this is so good for me, or it can take very subtle ways, you know, where you just obscure your sight, this clear, unobstructed sight of singular truth. You obscure it with your statements and your conclusions. Truth can be really raw, and it can rip you apart. Well, so be it. There's no price too high for freedom. What can beat freedom? Let's look. Position, career, money. What can beat freedom? Opposition you need to protect. Beautiful bodies grow old. Partners can run away. You can die. Your beloved can die. Your position may fall apart. Your money is stolen. And you don't pay with money. You pay with your life. You pay with your life.